Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Deeper Waters podcast. It's Andrea here, joined by Brandon.
What's up?
And we have a very special guest with us today, Zoe Berkland.
Hi.
We're super excited to have her on the podcast. Now, reminders, sponsored by the CCC Cafe. We got our drinks this morning. So the first person that goes to the cafe and says the word forgive will get a free small drink. So be sure to be the first person that goes and does that at any time that the cafe is open. And again, reminder, uploaded every Wednesday, so you can find this podcast wherever you like to listen or if you like to watch on YouTube as well. Couple of other announcements that we have is that if you're listening to this on the day it comes out tonight, High School Hangs, I hear there may or may not be pickleball played.
Just come and find out.
May or may not.
Just show up. You know, just show up and
you'll
see what
have
happens.
To have to wait and see. So it'll be a good time regardless. So, and then also hang out on February 7th, but then the following week there's not because of Grand Prix, correct?
That is correct.
Fabulous.
And it's right before winter camp.
Yes.
Like,
so
if you want to hang out for Grand Prix and help clean up, I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just like, you're not with your families that weekend. So
there you go.
Hang out with them.
Fabulous. Amazing. And then Impact this Sunday, normal Impact. And then the following Sunday is a little bit different. Impact is from 2 to 4. So Super Bowl Sunday, Impact is from 2 to 4. So you can come, still hang out for Impact, and then go do whatever you want to do for the Super Bowl, which we won't talk about it. It's okay.
Last night, it's okay. We can talk about it.
Okay.
Last night, I went and watched the highlights of the game.
Yeah.
And then I went and watched the highlights of the season. And just really sadly watched the Lions. It was fun. It was a fun season.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Glad it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, but...
Okay.
You know, what a season. What a season.
It was fun. It's like the best they've ever played in my entire life.
Right.
And so I can't complain.
Yeah. They
exceeded expectations.
Amazing. So. Amazing. So then our final announcement is that winter camp, as we have mentioned, is coming up so soon. Zoe, are you going to winter camp?
I am so excited. I am totally going.
What are you most excited about for winter camp?
Definitely worship. There's some pretty fire songs, so you should check out the worship playlist. Yes, but then also nice. Skit in a bag. Let me just say, senior girls are already planning, already scheming, and ready to win. So.
I kind of feel like, though, if you're already, like, my expectations are, like, perfection if you're already planning now. So I'm excited to see what you bring. I'm really excited
for
that.
We will deliver, I promise.
So if you're listening to this today, it is the last day to get the early bird pricing, the last day to sign up to guarantee your t-shirt size. Now, if you sign up after today, you'll still get a t-shirt. You'll still be able to come to winter camp. But the t-shirt may be a little too big for you because we just kind of have to guess on sizes after that. So try and register by tonight if you can at all possible. If you are needing some financial assistance, don't let that be the reason you don't go. Reach out to us. We'll help you get connected to our scholarship program and get you signed up for that. Again, we don't want you to miss out on winter camp for that reason. So we're really excited. Brandon, are you anything in particular you're really excited about for this year?
The senior game.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm really excited about the senior game.
I am too.
It's under wraps. Yeah. I can't talk about any more than what I've already talked about.
I think it'll be, and I've told Brandon this, I think it will be, and I think I told the seniors this the very first meeting. I said, if they pull this off, it's going to be incredible.
I just gotta say, I think this game is gonna knock your socks off.
That was good. Wow. That was really good. And if you're a senior, you totally understand what that meant. And if you're not, just come
you
back to this episode.
Out.
Come back to this
you
episode just for
out.
This moment, and then you don't even listen to the rest.
Wow, that was amazing. I feel like we could just end the podcast there. Thanks for joining us. Now go and be more like Jesus. No. We got more to talk about.
I also, in just my few conversations with Joe, as mm-hmm. he's preparing, I think his messages, like, he does a great job every year, but I'm really excited about the direction that God is leading him to share with us that weekend. So
yeah,
be really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this theme. I feel like it's been a theme that has popped up in a lot of different aspects of my life, which has been interesting. Of like, it's come up even before, and as we've been starting to plan for winter camp, and as we picked this theme, like, and so I'm excited for this idea of pursue, and like, what does it look like for us to pursue God, like, wholeheartedly? And like, it's gonna be a jumping off point at winter camp, but hopefully it'll be something that goes beyond. Like, again, it's the jumping off point. So I'm really excited to hear what Joe has to say, to encourage us. And then when we come back after winter camp, like, we're going to be pursuing him. It's going to be awesome.
Amen.
All right. So this week's song, Brandon, that we're listening to is off our winter camp playlist and one we're doing this weekend. Tell us about it.
So, Trust in God by Elevation Worship. Mm-hmm. I think just the message is in the title of the song, yeah. Right? In every situation, no matter what, like the reminder that he's our Savior, he's our God, that in, no matter what happens, we're going to choose to trust in him. And when things are really hard, like he's our rock, he's the mm-hmm. person that we go to. And when things are going really good, he's the person that's guiding us where we need to go. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a good reminder song, a good prayer for us, a good prayer for yeah. our group. So yeah, great song.
Awesome. Check it out. Fabulous. Yeah, be sure to check out that song and all the other songs that we're going to be doing at winter camp. We got some new ones that we haven't done at Impact before that Zoe and I are personally very excited about. So be sure to check those out. As we dive into our conversation, to kick us off, our fun question for today is, which weather situation is better in January? 0 degrees and snow, or 30 degrees with no snow? Zoe, thoughts?
I would say, honestly, 0 degrees with snow. Okay. I am, like, a snow lover to my core, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. I need, like, a couple of good months of snow just to, like, enjoy amazing. It. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Brandon?
That is the correct answer, Zoe. Yes. That's where I stand as well. Maybe, okay. I don't know, you have a different opinion, but that's where. Yeah. I feel like January deserves, like, a foot of snow, yeah. at least.
Yeah. And then I feel like, yeah, by the time you get to summer, you're like, it wasn't that bad. Like, yeah. you just kind of yeah. forget the cold.
It's
so
true. Mm-hmm. It's true. See, I would say in January, I would agree. Like, if it said sub-zero degrees, I would maybe have to think a little bit harder about this answer. But I would say in January, 0 degrees and snow is great. Even, like, mid-February, like, great. Or February 19th, it can go no snow. After winter camp, like, it can all melt, it can warm up, and my heart will be happy. But I don't always get to choose the weather, so it's fine. But now
maybe now start praying for snow for winter
right?
camp.
I know. The one year that, I don't know if you were there, Zoe, there was one year where it was so muddy. Like, because there wasn't snow, and it was kind of a mess. So,
I feel like I remember that. I had big, like, mud boots that
yeah,
I wore.
Yeah, so we're praying for snow. We're hoping. I mean, it'll be fun either way. Like, don't get me wrong. But we're hoping for some snow. We're hoping for some snow. So, all right. So, we're continuing our conversation talking about community. And this week, talking about loving each other and forgiveness specifically. So what are some ways that can help us be able to forgive someone who has hurt us?
Well, this is actually funny that you've asked this, because over the past couple months, I've spent time praying for the people that I feel like have hurt me. And mm-hmm. the biggest thing that I have been praying is, God, help me to, like, see them the way that you see them. Because mm-hmm. God loves everybody so deeply. And so I think just, like, stepping back and realizing, like, the way that God sees people is so different from, like, the way that we see them.
Yeah.
And so I think that something that sometimes comes with that then is God will, like, bring to mind, like, good qualities that I've seen in them of, like, how they, like, have loved the Lord or, like, served their community. And so sometimes just prayer to, like, see them and to love them, and then, like, reflecting on, like, some of the good things that they've done versus just continuing on that path of, well, they did this. And then just thinking about all the ways that they've, like, hurt me over the past couple of years. So mm-hmm.
that's huge. That's yeah. huge.
Yeah, I love how you started that with prayer, mm-hmm. right? The prayer of, like, God, help me to see them the way that you see them. I think that's the best first step. Mm-hmm. I've shared this before, but when I worked at camp with leading high schoolers, when the high school guys would like get mad at each other and want to wrestle and punch each other, whatever, I'd have them like pray for each other and then hug it out. And of course they're like freshman boys, they're like, this is the worst. But that idea of just like praying for each other, yeah, that just softens your heart towards mm-hmm. the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree that like that is a first step. Like, and again, me, like I know in my experiences, like it's sometimes a really hard first step of like, if I feel like I've been hurt by that, like sometimes I will like in my sinful nature, like be like, well, I don't want to pray for them because I know what God's going to do in my heart and I'm not ready. Like, I'm not ready yet, you know, for that. But again, like, it's amazing what, like, even before you have a conversation with somebody, like, mm-hmm. praying for that person specifically that has hurt you, like, it does a lot in your own heart to then even potentially prepare you for a conversation that you may have with someone. I think the other thing, too, like, after prayer, which can be a hard thing like to do, but a lot of times like to receive forgiveness or again to ask or to seek out reconciliation, like there have been a lot of times I feel like where I've started conversations having to explain like, hey, this is what happened, like this is how it hurt me. And the other person has no idea. Like, and so I think, like, sometimes, like, especially in our friendships, I feel like, because, again, we don't want this, like, tension to just sit there where we haven't talked about it if it's something that really hurt you. And so I've had numbers of times where it's like, hey, like, I don't think this was your intention at all, but, like, this is what you said, this is what you did, this is how you hurt me, and, like, and, like, a lot of times it'll, like, that's all that needs to happen of, like, I, and then it, you know, I'm so sorry, like, I had no, that is not what I intended. And so sometimes just bringing up those things. And again, like I said, like, especially in friendships, like, my friendships that I've experienced extreme depth with are those friends that I feel like I can go to them and be like, hey, you hurt me here. And, like, that brings it to a level of depth, whereas otherwise it just kind of stays at this level where it's like, yep, we're friends, like things happen, but I don't want to risk, you know, having a conversation that blows up into something more. So we're just going to, you know, ride it out here. And so I feel like, yeah, having those initial conversations about, hey, this is what happened, like, and I, like, this is how you hurt me, really helps jumpstart, I feel like, paths to forgiveness.
Yeah.
Experience.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, yeah, like, moving forward with that, too, like, if I've ever, like, gone to a friend and say, you've hurt me, or they've come and said that I've hurt them, it's just a great, like, moment of, like, vulnerability, and then, mm-hmm. like, working together to be like, okay, how can we, like, make a stronger friendship? And so, like, you said, like, your mm-hmm. friendships where you've gone and, like, sought forgiveness or had those moments are your strongest ones, and I think, like, my friendships where I've done the same thing have mm-hmm. been my strongest ones because we have the trust to be able to, like,
yeah.
say those kind of things and then, like, move forward with it. So, mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Try again.
But it's, I think it's right. Like, that's the start of friendship, and we're talking about community, and, like, it's hard to be better and together, like, it's hard to be better when we don't take those steps, right? And it's, like, when we don't take those steps, I think it's creating avenues of individual, like, being alone and being on your own, which, can you follow Jesus on your own? Argument could be for yes, but it's going to be a lot harder. And so to take these vulnerable steps to ask for forgiveness or to offer forgiveness or just have those hard conversations that no one really wants, I think it does create that space for community to be built and for community to be stronger, and to be that example that Jesus has for us. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So this idea of specifically when it comes on something like that we have done, the idea of confessing sin is super uncomfy. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. But acknowledging, again, the things that we've done is really hard. But what are some of the ways that we can get over that barrier and find the ability to confess hard things? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, definitely, like, in those friendships where, like, I have friends where I feel like I can go and I can say something, mm-hmm. and I feel like I'm not going to be met with, like, fire or something. Like, they'll be listening and understanding. And then if there's a time where I feel like I can't confess something or, like, I just don't know how exactly, I have a mentor that I've been meeting with for the last couple of years. And so sometimes I'll just, like, bring something up to her and be like, this is what I'm sitting in. And, like, you know, she's walked through so many similar situations that oftentimes she either, like, has gone through something like that and she can help me, and, like, she'll pray with me and pray for me to have the ability to come forward and do that, or she'll just, like, help me out. So I definitely think, yeah, either you're, like, a friend or a mentor is really great to start with. So
having that baseline of trust is huge in confessing, for sure.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. The moments where I find myself the easiest to confess are those same exact situations, right? Like you said, Zoe, of just, there's someone that I know has my back that's gonna care for me no matter what, but also push me towards how to follow Jesus, like push me towards Jesus, not just be like, it's not just like, okay, I confess this thing and they're like, okay, cool, that, and then it stops there, but it's got to be that plus we're praying for each other and pushing me towards Jesus. So
I think, I don't know if this is easier always, like, again, like, I feel like sometimes we hold on to this idea of, like, oh, nobody knows that, you know? And so, like, going from zero people to knowing to, like, one person knowing is sometimes the scariest leap. And sometimes this is helpful. Sometimes it's, I feel like it still feels scary, which is silly. But, like, starting with, like, confessing to the Lord, like, He already knows, which is one of those things where it's like, I know that, like, he already knows everything. He, like, he knows the depths of my heart in a way that, like, even I don't know, like, and so it should be a really easy thing, you would think, to confess to him because, again, he already knows. Sometimes, again, because we're human and we're messy and whatever, it's not as easy as just being like, yep, Lord, all right, here it is. Like, I know you know this, but I'm going to say it. But, like, in those moments when I can and, like, feel confident about, like, and not shame when I, like, approach God about these things, like, I feel like sometimes starting with him of, like, confessing it to him is, like, even though he's already known it, in my brain it's like, okay, somebody knows it. And so now it's a little bit easier for me to then be like, okay, now I'm going to go to somebody else. And again, like you said, with this baseline of trust, somebody that I know is not going to, you know, roast me for whatever happened, like, you know, they're going to understand, they're going to listen, they're going to love me well in the midst of this, like, I can confess then to them. And I think with confession too, like, we're called to confess our sins to other people. Like, we're called to confess to the Lord and to other people. And so I think that that's a big thing that I think is really hard. But again, as we've been talking about in this series, like, that's why community is so important, and, like, building a community where, like, you trust and you love each other, and, like, there's an understanding of, like, it's going to go both ways too, of, like, I may confess something to you with the understanding that, like, I want to be received in the same way, like, that you would want to be received when you confess. And so, again, it takes time to be able to build that trust. But again, the freedom that comes from confessing is huge, because the enemy wants us to keep those things in the dark, whatever it is, whatever we're struggling with, whatever we're dealing with, like, he wants those things to stay in the dark, to stay in a place where they fester. But when we invite God and when we invite other people into it, light is brought into that and doesn't survive. Light wins every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yes. Every time.
Every time. So, yes. Any other final thoughts as we kind of wrap up Do you have one more week? Two more weeks of this series?
Technically 2 more weeks.
Okay,
technically. So we have this Sunday where it'll be another teaching, but the Super Bowl Sunday will be a little different.
Okay, cool.
So
come for that.
Come for that.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Practicing. It'll kind of almost practicing what we've been.
Amazing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So
amazing. Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah, so as we wrap up this specific conversation, as we're getting closer to the end of this series, any kind of final thoughts on this topic in particular, what we've walked through so far in this series, anything you guys have as we wrap up?
Community is really hard.
Yes.
I don't want to ever think that after a message or a conversation in your life group or whatever that, oh, community is really easy. You just got to jump into it and everything's work out great. It's work, just like how oftentimes our everything in life is work, whether it's our walk with Jesus or schoolwork, whatever it is, there's an effort, but the effort is worth it. And oftentimes in life in general, the hard things that we step into are oftentimes the best things to step into. And whether, so I want just to encourage you, if you're in a spot, whether it's your life group or your family or friends at school or whatever community situations that you're in, and if you're hitting a hard part, like, keep going. Just keep showing up, keep being present, keep honoring the Lord in that, and like, there will be fruit. There'll be fruit.
Yeah. Like, I guess I just think about like how our life group, we've gone from like 25 girls down to like our 6 now, and like each of us have just like been through so much, but as we've gone through those trials, whether it's like together or alone, by just like being open and vulnerable and like supporting one another, now we have like a really tight like core 6 of us, and they're people that I'm just like so grateful that I get to see every week. So yeah, like Brandon said, community is really hard, but like taking that step and being vulnerable and like admitting mistakes and working together to fix it will just create like a awesome community. So yeah,
and now that you have this community, it's super easy and you never have issues and it's never hard anymore, right?
No.
Exactly. And so that's something that, like, with what Brandon was saying, like and as you find this community, like, and it, like, hold that close and like treasure that, but also know that like even when you find a really good community, it does not mean that all, like, it all becomes sunshine and rainbows and confetti and wonderful Chick-fil-A and all the happy things. Like, there are still hard moments even in the midst of really good community. But again, as we talked about earlier, like, when you push into that and when you continue to, like, push forward in that, like, you'll see friendships deepen when you choose to pursue that instead of being like, it's hard, I'm out. Bye, guys.
We'll get the sunshine, rainbows, and Chick-fil-A in heaven.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Chick-fil-A on every corner. Jesus. All right. Well, our final question, as it's been all season on the podcast, is what is your next step in what kind of we've been talking about or something surrounding this idea of what is your next practical step?
I feel like for me, it might be, I think, going to friends and just asking, like, what can I do to better support you? Because I feel like sometimes that does open the conversation of, hey, like, now they have the opportunity to say, you did this and this hurt me, or this is frustrating me. So just asking how I can be a better friend. And sometimes that will just be, like, a good, like, well, you've been great, but, like, you can do this. Or it'll be, you know, this is how you've hurt me. So it can be a good one. And I think that's what I'll do as my next step. So
awesome.
That's a great next step. I'm thinking of a next step.
I can see your wheels turning. I think for me, my next step is having some of those conversations, kind of like what Zoe said, but like there are specific things I can think about right now in my life that like either I know I've hurt somebody or I have been hurt by people, again, within this deep-knit community, like close community, that it's like I've just been, again, those conversations are hard no matter how many times you've had them, but bringing up those conversations and just having those conversations of, hey, again, whether you attended it or not, you did, like, this happened, this is how I felt, like, this hurt me. And so I have some of those conversations I gotta have. So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So much fun, especially for a Monday morning when we're recording this.
Andrea thought it was Wednesday.
I did. It's coming out on Wednesday. It is Wednesday. So it'll be Wednesday for you. For us, it's Monday.
Monday morning.
All day.
Mm-hmm. For my next step, I would think about my small group. We're about to go through a book that can lead to vulnerable conversations. Yeah. But it's the step for me is to allowing myself to go to that vulnerable conversation. So, that's, I would say that's my next step, because I'm like everybody else and I don't want to be vulnerable and I don't want any people to know what's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So that's my next step.
Awesome. So again, we encourage you guys, find somebody to share your next step with. If you have any questions, either about something we talked about today or just anything at all, we'd love to talk to you. We love you. We care about you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.
Baller.
Boom.